Okay. How did you come with the idea of making the Blackfish?
I read the newspaper articles about the death of Don Brancho, who was a top SeaWorld trainer in 2010, and I was just confused. Yes. I didn't understand why it happened. I kept reading about it, and the more I read, the more confused I became.
Yes.
So I knew that there was some answers to be sort of unearthed, and that kept me, you know, going
being
towards
involved.
The story.
What was the difficulty or, you know, of making this film, this documentary?
What was the main difficulty?
Yeah.
Oh, there were so many.
How was shooting, the SeaWorld? I mean, it's...
It's difficult. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't set out to make a controversial documentary. Mm. I thought that I was going to make a documentary about human beings and their relationships with animals.
Yes.
So to discover that I had no choice but to tell the truth, and the truth was controversial, was that's a little scary.
Yes. Do you think the whales are dangerous or human are dangerous?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the whales are complex.
Yes.
I think they are highly intelligent. I think they're capable of great love, and you know, that's debatable, I'm sure, to a lot of people. But
what surprised you in these beings, you know,
in the what, the
in the whales? What surprised you
in the with whales?
Yes.
That their brains are actually, they have everything that we have in their brains, but they have an entire section that we can't even identify because we don't even have it.
Yeah.
So maybe that they're capable of maybe more emotion, maybe more intelligent. I have no idea.
Yes.
But to me, that blew my mind.
Yes. And how was using real trainers? I mean, world trainers to, you know, say about the experiences.
To tell the story.
Yeah.
That was to me, it was everything.
Yeah.
I needed to hear the story from these messengers. They were sort of delivering me the truth because they had been to the, you know, they were delivering a truth from the other side.
Yes.
So for me, it was everything for them to trust me and kind of open up and speak out.
And how do you feel at the Film Festival of Sundance? I mean, it's great to be here. It's been part of
it. It's been amazing. It's thrilling. It's exciting. London, I mean, everybody has been engaged in terms of the Q&As and everything. So very, very exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Gabriella.
Hi.
Really nice to meet you.
It's nice
amazing
to meet you
film.
Too. Thank you.
I wanted to ask, really, what's the responses been like from various quarters? Like, I don't know how SeaWorld have reacted to this, and PETA, maybe, and just the general public.
I think the animal activist crowd is something is very excited for it to come out. I don't come from that kind of background, but I think it's, hopefully this piece is going to be bigger than me, this film is going to be bigger than me, and so that, you know, people who see that it has an important message use it for that. In terms of SeaWorld, I don't really know yet. We haven't heard, we've only heard a couple statements that they put out in the general media, but we don't really know, you know, what they're going to do, what they feel. I don't know, I'm not in touch with them.
Do you feel like this story of the orca whales and how they're treated and things like that, it's been waiting to be made by somebody to delve a little deeper?
I think it was just a matter of time.
Yeah,
I just happened to be the one doing the most digging at that time, and I just persevered. But a lot of people have known about this for a very long time.
Yeah, like an open secret.
It kind of, yeah. I just happened to be sort of a mouthpiece for them at the right time.
Yeah, and I know you were at SeaWorld, weren't you, with your kids or something?
Yeah, I took my kids to SeaWorld. I call it something that I'll, you know, a bucket list, a parent bucket list. You sort of just go to SeaWorld. That's what you do. And you know, I did it passively. I didn't think about it. And I was sort of a passive consumer doing that. But I have since, you know, after 2 years of making the film, you know, learned a whole lot.
Learned. Recommend everyone thinking of going to SeaWorld should really see the film.
I actually think you should, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to go there, or doesn't mean that it's going to, I mean, I don't know, maybe it'll ruin it for you, maybe it won't, but the point is that, you know, if you're going to go, you know, I would not advise going as a passive consumer like I was.
Yeah.
I would advise, if you're going to take your kids there and you're trying to kind of entertain them or educate them, just think about, just, you know the full story.
Yeah.
Know the full story.
Stephanie, thank you so much.
Sure, absolutely.